What's up, guys? It's Matt Prince here. This is the Matt Prince podcast. Welcome back for another episode. Today's topic is this: get in the game. So over the weekend, there was a heap of great fights on. There was Horn and Mundine. There was Fury, another boxing fight versus another big bloke. I can't remember his name. And there was a heap of MMA fights on with UFC Adelaide. And it's really, really exciting. Like, it's really cool. There's that many fights on and there's that much stuff going on. And one thing that always pops up, and I shared there's like a news article, fake news article on my Instagram story on Saturday. And it's from the Batuta Advocate. And Batuta Advocate's hilarious. If you haven't ever read it, they just take the piss out of stuff, out of social events. They're a comedy group. Anyway, they're funny as hell. And one of the things that they put up was something along the lines of 43-year-old obese real estate agent is glad Mundine got knocked out or something like that. And there's this photo of this slob-looking bloke on the couch. Late night, the TV's on in the background, so it's shining on his face, you know those sort of things, Cheetos on his body, that sort of guy. Now, I just found it really, really funny. I found it really, really true. Like, I've had a lot of friends fight over the years. Guys like the guys who I watched a lot was Lukey Myers, my boy Lukey. He used to do kickboxing, and he was tremendous in sparring, in his fighting. And when he was in the actual ring, he basically, the first time he was just adrenaline dumped and made it really hard and he lost the fight. Second time he won and he did a great job. And the third fight that he had, he was just mismatched. The guy who he was fighting was just a killer. And to be fair, like, I think Luke got hustled a little bit and Luke got played a little bit. But I remember at that fight, there was this guy there and he's standing there. He's wearing a pink polo shirt, wearing the Sunshine Center, McIntyre Road, I think it's called. I can't remember. Oh, West End Market, that's where it was. And he's got this pink polo shirt. His collar's popped. His hair's like spiked. He's got spikes in his hair, a bit of gel. He's standing there with a Jim Beam bottle, just being awesome. And he's got his white shoes on. Like this was a few years ago. I hope he's changed his fashion sense now. He had jeans on, white leather shoes, and he's sitting there. And he's watching Lukey, and Lukey got it was just a fight that he didn't win. And this guy's given me the advice that, you know, Luke should have done. And I was like, dude, are you fucking serious? Are you fucking serious? He's like, yeah, nah, he needs to move his head a little bit more. He needs to slip left and then throw an overhand right, come in with an inside leg, come back with a round to the body. And I was like, mate, for starters, he would fucking murder you. And part two to that, he's got the balls to get in there. He's in the game, all right? You're not in the game. You're on the outside drinking fucking Jim Beam cans in your white leather shoes and your pink polo shirt with your popped collar. Shut the fuck up. Like, if you think you can do any better, like, go in and have a crack at it, right? And I remember this so, so clearly because it happens at every single fight. Every time I've seen anybody do something, they'll basically claim that they know exactly what the other guy should have done. It's really easy to see from the outside. You know, if you're watching two people in the ring and, you know, you don't know how they're feeling or what's going on in the head or whatever, be like, oh yeah, no, you should have done this. You should have done that. Now, the reason I'm sharing this with you guys is a huge lesson in this. Huge lesson. Part one is if you watch these sports and you get motivated by them, that's great. I do too. I love them. But if you look at it from a point of view of like, he should have done this, he should have done that, this is where he went wrong, that's okay. But just know that that person, your opinion does not matter to them at all. And most of the people that are having their opinions in it aren't doing this shit themselves. Like, say for me, right? Like, I was watching the MMA yesterday and there were some good submissions. Jimmy Crute got a good submission. I love Jimmy Crute. It's a motivating thing. He's a boy from Bendigo. He's a nice dude. I met him a couple of times through Jack, and he's one of Jack's training partners. And I've met him at the Hex fights and stuff like that. And he's a nice guy. And I was cheering for him, and he got a Kimura in the last 20 seconds, but he'd already won the fight on points as well, I believe. And I was watching him and I was like, fuck, the way he moved that Kimura, like, there's something I can pull from that. I can go and apply that. And I'm going to go to training in about 10 minutes. I'm going to try some of that stuff out. Watching this other guy, I can't remember his name right now. I've lost it, but he was a great striker. And I was watching that. And I'm like, shit, I'm going to try and pull some of the skills out of that. I was looking at the positives in there, not the negatives of what they could have done better or how they fucked up, because everybody fucks up in sport. Like, it's a high pressure sport, especially in the fight game. Like, you're locked in a cage with another guy trying to kill you. If you don't make like one little mistake, like you're not human, right? But it's really interesting, like the people who have the biggest opinions and the most, I suppose, hurtful opinions and the ones that will say, hey, look, you suck, you got to do it this way, they're the ones that aren't doing it themselves, right? They're the ones that aren't in the game at all. Like they're not even, you know, a little bit in the game. They're not in the game that's they're watching, you know, they're on the sidelines watching it with their Jim Beam can, their fucking pink polo shirts. But there's also the other factor of it that they're not actually doing the thing themselves. Like it's just another world for them. Like they don't understand it at all. So I suppose there's a few things you can pull from this, right? One question is, where in your life are you taking advice or listening to opinions from people that aren't playing the game? And by the game, I mean anything. You can look at your body, you can look at your mind, you can look at your relationships, you can look at the connection, you can look at your fun, you can look at your business, you can look at your career, your job, right? There's people across the board that are giving you opinions or influencing you in some way. And their opinion or their stories or their beliefs or their advice to you, it just shouldn't matter. Where in your life are you doing this? Where are you listening to these people? Now, part two to this, if you are that person in the white shoes, in the shitty jeans with the little rips in them, in the fucking pink polo shirt with your shirt popped, with the gel slicked through your hair, making your hair all spiked up, drinking that glass Jim Beam bottle, if you're being that person, are you going to get in the game? Right? Have a think about that. If you are being this person, utilize your knowledge, utilize your skills and jump in the game. If you're willing to put somebody down and tell them, hey, they're doing it wrong, prove that you can do a better job. Okay, I hope that helps out in some way. These are just some thoughts. This is the fight game. I understand this. Sport is a thing people have opinions on. But if they haven't done it, you got to make sure that you're not getting offended by what they say. And part two is if you are being that person, you have to have the balls and be willing to go and jump in and get that punch in the face. Feel what they feel. See what they see. Because it's a completely different world. I can guarantee you that. All right, guys, that's all I've got for you guys today. I'm going to go practice these punches and these kicks and these Kimuras and see how I go myself and implement what I learned yesterday on the UFC. But apart from that, guys, if you have any questions, please hit me up. Talk to you all tomorrow. Bye.